people pleasers.
It don't make any difference about the body.
It makes all the difference about the body. It makes all the difference about the body. You get that old body looking like one of these pagan gods. God said, I'll destroy it if you dress it up like a heathen. I don't care if it's your daughter or your wife or who she is. Or the other sex. God ain't got no respect to person just because it's your son or daughter or wife or somebody. That don't mean nothing to God. God'll destroy your wife or daughter, daughter-in-law or sister-in-law or sister or somebody as quick as he'll destroy Jezebel under the chariot wheels of Jehu. And let the dogs eat them. Dogs is going to eat a lot of Americans. Did you know that? These old Jezebels and old Astrophezes and Balaams. You're reading the Bible about this terrible prophecy of the end time, how the beasts are going to come out and eat folks. Who do you think they're going to eat? They're going to eat these Jezebels. Ahabs stand in the pulpit and sing and swoon and sway people with their stinking old dramatizing. Instead of preaching the truth, they get up with a bunch of drama and hypnotic charisma tick. And here they come at you. Oh, didn't they sing so sweetly? God don't give a hoot about sweet singing. He says, let righteousness run down like streams and judgment like many waters. Take away from me the melody of your songs and your vials. I won't hear them until you clean yourself up. Get your act cleaned up. You provoke God to jealousy. Christians all over America are provoking God to jealousy. And you're going to have a few men like Elijah, and you can't hardly find one. I've been jealous for the Lord God of hosts. Godly jealousy, ladies and gentlemen. It's in the New Testament. Just not written quite as plain and succinctly and like it is in the Old. Paul said he was jealous with godly jealousy, didn't he? Well, that was a man. He was just like Elijah. Here's one over in the Old Testament. I've been very jealous with the Lord God of hosts because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant. They've thrown down your altars. They've slain your prophets with a sword. And I only am left. And they seek my life to take it away. What do you think they're going to do with prophets that will preach the truth in this end time? We'll be dogmatic. We'll have godly jealousy. We'll be fierce in their denunciation of sin. And rebels that live in the flesh. Well, I know there's two that's going to lay out in the street dead for 3.5 days in Revelation 11. That's just characteristic of the spirit of the age in killing the prophets. That's just two of them. You're going over a little bit to Revelation 17. The Bible says, old mystery Babylon, in her is the blood of the saints and the prophets. In this end time. They ain't going to kill these old smart aleck preachers. God's going to do that. God's going to take care of these old stem whiners that get up here and full of charisma and want to swoon and sway you with their cute little hairdos and their impressive little zoot suits and their little wifey poo that looks like old Jezebel. God's going to kill them. Yes, he is. But it's going to be them people that's going to kill prophets. These charismatics, as some of them call, charismatics in other words. They're the ones going to kill prophets. It's always been religion that has killed God's prophets. The world don't give two hoots about prophets. It's the religious heretics and hypocrites that kill prophets. God said, Jesus said, it's not possible that a prophet will perish outside Jerusalem. In Bible symbolism, Jerusalem's used for a lot of prophetic forecast, just like the Jews are. But he wasn't talking about Jerusalem over there. He was talking about a religious persecution. And religionists would kill a true man of God. And they're still in opposition. Thank God for the Elijahs and the Pauls. There's some more of them. Woo! Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God's a jealous God. Let me give you a little bit more of that. About God being a jealous God. Exodus 34 and 14, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous. Whose name is jealous? That's one of God's names in his relationship to his people. Jealous! His name's Jehovah. His name is Emmanuel. There's a lot of names. But here he says, your God, the Lord, who is God, his name is jealous, for he is a jealous God. In Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, verse 24, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Now, didn't Paul quote that verse and record it in the last verse of Hebrews 12? I believe it is. I'm trying to grab some of these scriptures real quick. I know it, but sometimes they don't come out just right. But the last verse of Hebrews 12 says, for our God is a consuming fire. He just didn't put on the tail end of it, even a jealous God. But that's what he was quoting at. He knew God was a jealous God, and his name is jealous. Oh, yeah, God has other characteristics. Let's look at another one in the same chapter, Deuteronomy 4:31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He's jealous, but he can be merciful. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. See, if you repent, if you'll hearken his voice and quit being rebellious and turn back to your first love. Revelation 2 and 5, I have some, 4 and 5, I have somewhat against thee because you left your first love. You left your first love. Repent therefore from whence art fallen, and do your first works, or else I'll come quickly and take your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. See, there's an if, there's a condition. And we must conform to God's condition to have him as a merciful God, or he's going to be a jealous God when we provoke him with the alienation of our affections. And Israel was continuously being alienated with their affections to other things. All right, Ezekiel 23, verse 25, I will set my jealousy against thee, and they shall deal furiously with thee, and take away thy nose and thine ears, and thy remnant shall fall by the sword, and they shall take thy sons and daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by the fire. They shall strip thee out of thy clothes, and take away thy fair jewels. Who do you think he's talking to? Aholibah and Aholah, the two lewd women in the church of old. And verse 30 says, I will do these things unto thee because thou hast gone a whoring after the heathen, and because thou art polluted with their idols. Verse 40, furthermore, you sent for men to come from far, unto whom a messenger was sent. And lo, they came for whom thou didst wash thyself. You painted your eyes. You decked yourself with ornaments. You sat upon a stately bed, prepared before it mine incense and all. And you were at ease with this multitude that came with bracelets on their hands and beautiful crowns on their heads. And I said to her that was old in adultery, God calls this old paint and makeup junk on women spiritual adultery or fornication. It's affections for another God. God calls it many names in the Bible, and Jesus called it the God of Mammon.